thanks so much for joining us today on WPR. On this Earth Day, we're talking about making your home energy efficient and better for the environment. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for being with us. John Pass, one of our guests today, he is manager of the EPA's Energy Star Residential New Construction Programs. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Larry. Great to be here. Happy Earth Day.
Yeah, happy Earth Day to you. Leslie Jones with us as well. Leslie is the communications manager for the EPA's Energy Star labeled products. And Leslie, great to have you with us as well.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
As we talk with our two experts, I hope you'll join in. Tell us about the energy efficient improvements maybe you've made in your home, or maybe how you can spend less money on heating or cooling, or maybe save on your water bill. There's lots we can talk about with them today, and I hope you'll join in. Number to call is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. Leslie, let's start with you. I think Energy Star, the Energy Star program has come up, maybe 10,000 times on this show. I mean, we use any construction and other types of shows, I or our guest experts have said, you got to look into the Energy Star program. So people are kind of familiar with it, but give us sort of the background on what the Energy Star program is.
Sure. So Energy Star is the government-backed standard for energy efficiency. It's a voluntary energy efficiency standard, and it's actually been around since 1992. And folks are probably most familiar with seeing our little blue label on products such as your household appliances, like your refrigerator, your dishwasher, or electronics. However, commercial and industrial buildings can also earn the Energy Star certification, as well as new construction homes that are built with energy efficiency in mind, kind of from the ground up. So yes, we are everywhere. And Energy Star is a program that was kind of started with two main goals in mind. The first was to provide Americans with more energy efficient options in the marketplace, and not just to provide them with more options, but to provide them with options that they can trust, are independently verified to meet strict energy efficiency performance requirements. And then the second goal of Energy Star is to help provide Americans with educational guidance, tips, resources, information on best practices so that they can make the best decisions for themselves. And a part of that is also connecting them to financial resources and financial incentives to help lower the cost of purchasing energy-efficient equipment.
Yeah, I've taken advantage of that quite a few times over the years on a couple of different houses, as a matter of fact. Most recently, not all that long ago, to be perfectly honest. But I was astounded. I went online to one of your sites at the amount of savings environmentally and cost-wise in this program
It's really incredible, as you note. And it's funny because I think just through the Energy Star program alone, it's given us some really good insight into just how much our simple everyday choices we make, and even the choices that we make as consumers, how that compounds over time into not only energy and cost savings for the individual, but how that adds up to the greater collective. And actually, since Energy Star started in 1992, this program, through the help of all of our partners that help to provide these energy efficient options in the marketplace, it's helped Americans and also American businesses save approximately 5 trillion kilowatt hours of electricity. And if you don't, just to do some really quick math, that amounts to about $500 billion in energy costs over the last few decades. And that's huge. Those are huge savings. And of course, that also translates into emissions reduction, because when you have a product that uses less energy to accomplish, the same task as something that's not efficient, you're using fewer fossil fuels, and that results in fewer emissions. So benefits all around.
I saw the figure 4 billion electric metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions saved from entering our atmosphere. Oh, my goodness. John Paslin, let me turn to you for a minute. First, you're manager of the EPA's Energy Star Residential New Construction Programs. What does that all entail?
That's a great question. So residential new construction is a really important part of the picture of our drive to make the built environment more energy efficient. So as we'll spend a lot of time talking about today, there are, of course, many ways to improve the efficiency of our existing homes, but often the best time to address energy efficiency is during construction, which can allow for, at times, a more comprehensive approach. In fact, it's estimated that about 20% of the homes that will be occupied in 2050 have not yet even been built. So that represents a huge opportunity for us to increase the efficiency of the building stock right from the start. And that's why with the Energy Star program, since the beginning, we've had programs that focus both on existing homes, but also new construction as well.
That's amazing. You're going to be busy with all those homes coming in.
We hope so.
Well, the last home that I bought, we took it down to the studs and applied all of the energy saving things we could work out with the builder, and he even put in sunk four 150 foot or 180 foot holes in the driveway and put in a geothermal. But there were a lot of cost savings. I mean, you know, in terms of the energy reduction and so forth, but also I got some nice rebates back on that.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I'll say that one of the many benefits of choosing energy efficient products or items for your home is that you kind of experience savings in multiple ways. Of course, you would experience savings just from the regular use of an item or just even occupying a home that uses less energy than what would be standard. But when you choose something that's energy efficient, it actually opens up this whole other world of incentives and rebates that help make those options more affordable. I think we're pretty used to whenever we're making a purchase or some sort of upgrade, we're used to looking at discounts maybe at the retail level or perhaps with the manufacturer. However, when you choose energy efficiency, you can capitalize on rebates from your local utility. There are tax credits that are available from federal initiatives, and also there will soon be some state rebate programs. So there's a lot of different types of incentives that you can stack to help reduce the initial costs.
Mary Kay in Kenosha has a question for you. Let's just go there. Hi, Mary Kay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I have two suggestions. The lighting and the ventilation in our homes, okay? We need to use less lighting. We can use natural lighting from our windows and our screens and get some ventilation and lighting. We have benefits. Outdoor, you could have solar lights. And when it comes to appliances, I think you should start with the outdoor lawnmowers, weed eaters, all the things that they use 6 months out of the year that put gasoline in the air.
Yeah. We're certainly, so the good thing about the Energy Star program is that we are always looking to expand into different product areas, and that is something that we're looking into at the moment. The list of products that kind of fall into our energy efficiency standards, it does tend to evolve over time, and that is an area that we're hoping to get into. And right now, I'd say most of our products, we're focusing on the high impact areas that are inside the home. But there's a lot of different product areas that go up that roll into your energy savings and your energy usage. But that's a very good suggestion.
Yeah, and John, go ahead. I was thinking about lighting was something, and windows, and I wonder if that's something that we're going to mention.
You bet. So home building is a pretty complex process, as I think, Larry, you know, and as a result, the technical specifications that a home needs to meet to earn the Energy Star label are also pretty detailed. For those folks that want to go into it, you can check out our website, energystar.gov/homes, for a deep dive on those technical specs. But at its core, what an Energy Star certified home is going to give you is a comprehensive package of energy efficient features. These are things like a tight and well-sealed building envelope, as you mentioned, high performance windows, high efficiency heating and cooling equipment, and sealed ductwork, as well as energy efficient lighting and appliances. And so taken overall, that package of improvements is designed to deliver a home that's at least 10% more efficient than minimum energy code levels. Although what we typically see is actual improvements of 20% or more.
Yeah. Yeah. I have my current home is an Energy Star home.
That's awesome.
And it saves cooling, almost. I can keep a very comfortable temperature in the summertime in the heat of summer for almost nothing, it seems like.
Yeah, well, that's the benefit of a tightly sealed and well-insulated building envelope and high-performance windows, as well as a well-performing, sized, and installed heating and cooling system.
How much energy goes into the heating and cooling side of, if you're figuring your total percentages? Let me turn to Leslie for that.
Sure. So I'm so glad you brought that up, because actually it's estimated that your heating and cooling costs are probably the biggest energy user in your home. It's just under half of your annual energy bill. And we estimate that for the average American household, that could be upwards of $900 a year. So finding ways to make your heating and cooling system function more efficiently, whether that's just making sure you're on top of maintenance and care for that, but of course also making sure that you're using energy efficient systems from the start, that can go a really long way to lowering your energy costs.
Talking today with Leslie Jones, Communication Manager for the EPA's Energy Star labeled products, and John Pass, Manager of the EPA's Energy Star Residential Construction Programs. Talking with them about ways to improve your home's energy efficiency. And if you have questions, I hope you'll join in. Number to call is 800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Joel Patenaude, by the way, is our on-air producer. Clara Neipert's our producer, and Jeff Robbins is our technical director. And I am Larry Mueller, and you are listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Visiting today with Leslie Jones and John Pass from the EPA's Energy Star program. It's great to have both of them with us today as we talk about how to save energy in your home. And you can join in. I've got lots of callers coming online, but the number for you is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us, email address ideas@wpr.org. Let's take a call from Ruth in Stevens Point. Hi, Ruth.
Yes, I think I would call it, I'm 82 years old, and I have all kinds of surprise ways of saving, and it doesn't require Energy Star anything. It requires people to do their part in their personal things, such as turning lights off when they're not being used. I do not use a dryer. I hang my clothes outside in the summer, inside in the winter. Then I get moisture for my house rather than have to use an energy-using humidifier. I have like 9 mil clear plastic on all of my windows. Some you can apply it right to the glass. I guess it's called old school, and it's my personal goal every summer has been to get my utility bill down to in the $50 range per month. And normally I can do it at least 1 month. And last summer, even though it was as hot as could be, I got my $50 range, you know, from 50 to 59. I was able to accomplish it for 4 months.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Well, you know, Leslie, this is probably something that you hear from other people and that you have an interest in.
Sure. Well, I think that's what's so great. And I love this example that you've illustrated because it shows there are so many ways that you can save energy at home. It just depends on, you know, what makes sense for you and what you have access to. Certainly changing your behaviors and just even maintaining certain elements of your home can go a really long way and just to making sure that everything functions properly and is working as efficiently as possible. And of course, using energy efficient items, that's just one more, you know, thing to tack on to that. But I love that there's, you know, there's no wrong way to save energy, and there's a lot of different ways to go about it.
You know, it reminded me of last summer when I was away on vacation with my daughter. A tree limb took down from the neighbor, took down our power. So we had no power.
Oh, wow.
And I'm away at 95-plus degree days. Anyway, we couldn't get it repaired right away. We got home, and so it had been without power for 6 days or so, and it was still cool, and it was still comfortable in the house.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And that goes back to the kind of insulating and so forth that we did for the house. Ruth, thank you for calling. Jerry in Wisconsin Dells will give you a chance. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. You are a treasure to all the folks who listen to your programming week after week, decade after decade. Thank you for all of us. Say, dovetailing on the previous caller, I've been frugal my whole life, and frugality goes hand in hand with having a small carbon footprint. And I just wanted to add before I give an observational comment, heating a tank of hot water for a single person 24 hours a day is a colossal waste of energy, and I don't know why people do this. For at least 30 years, I've had an electric water heater that I turn on when I need hot water and I turn off when I don't, and my electric bill is surprisingly small, or not surprisingly small. And I just wanted to throw out that if you can't afford an on-demand water heating system and you're a single person or you have a set schedule and you know when you'll need hot water, it'd be wise to do like I do and just heat your water when you need it. Your guests can comment on that, but I had an observational comment that I've noticed now for at least a half a dozen years. There is such a pushback by one political party that you can drive through on global warming and climate change, that you can drive through central Wisconsin and see the same people's outdoor lights on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year round. And it's a political pushback. And there has to be something on lying about this, that it's a movement, and it's so depressing to have LED lights in every fixture in my house, and I go past these same people's homes, and they're thumbing their nose at the rest of us by wasting electricity.
Yeah, Jerry, we lost you there. But a comment. So there's. There's probably a couple of comments that could be made there. Politically, I think the Energy Star program has received fairly good support, if I'm not mistaken, across political parties.
Yeah, I would say that's one of the benefits of energy efficiency. I think because it hits both things, right? It hits cost savings, so people that have a financial interest can experience benefits. But of course, there's also that benefit to the environment. So I think the Energy Star program as a voluntary public-private partnership has generally been very well regarded on all sides.
I'd say, I mean, in general, we don't really care why you choose to save energy. We just want you to do it, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's saving money or having a more comfortable home, or you want to do your share to help to protect the environment, those are all perfectly valid reasons for folks to want to save energy in their homes. And we want to meet them where they are and offer solutions that will help them be successful.
Yeah. He mentioned where water has come up a couple of times, and I think Jerry mentioned water. And let's talk about water heaters for a minute.
Sure.
When should you be considering replacing your water heater?
Well, typically, I believe the standard lifespan for the average water heater could be between 10 to 12 years. But actually, there are some really great incentives and new technologies in terms of water heater performance that have really impressive savings figures compared to the water heaters of the past. You might have heard of heat pump technology. It's a technology that's being used in a lot of different product areas right now. Your refrigerator has one. There's heat pump dryers, heat pumps in terms of HVAC, and also heat pumps in terms of your water heater. And those are estimated to be about three to four times more efficient than the standard water heater. So we're really seeing fantastic savings from that. About a family of four, it's estimated, if they were to switch out to a heat pump water heater, especially one that has been Energy Star certified, they would expect to see about $550 worth of annual savings in their energy bill, which is huge.
Yeah, that's going to pay for that heat pump pretty quickly.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and especially if you are able to take advantage of a lot of the new financial incentives that help lower the cost of purchase, just making that one upgrade alone can essentially pay off the cost of that upgrade fairly quickly.
Hmm. Jerry, thanks again for calling. Appreciate your call. Peggy in Milwaukee, your turn. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Great. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I've been doing a lot of research on the hemp product, and I was just curious. I'm driving, so I'm not sure if I caught all of the conversation. What your guest thoughts are on that in terms of building? What I've been reading is that in some different countries, they actually are quite efficient, use a lot less water, and so I just was thinking, what is the future of hemp building in Wisconsin?
That's a good question, and maybe one next guest could answer. Oliver Schmitz is going to be talking about community moving to clean energy, moving whole communities to clean energy. You may have a thought or two on it. I'm wondering, when you're considering, when the EPA is, the Energy Star people are considering products, and as you were talking about earlier, Leslie, you look at products and decide whether or not they meet the standards. So something like hemp, would it meet a standard? Probably hasn't been tested yet, or has it? John, maybe you could chime in.
Well, I can tell you that Energy Star does have a label for insulation products. Leslie can talk a little bit more to that, which, to my understanding, does require laboratory testing of the insulation product to ensure that it meets its rated R value. Lots of different products are available out there to insulate homes. What is equally as important to the insulating power of them is that the products are installed efficiently and effectively. A lot of times, if insulation is improperly installed, no matter what type of insulation it is, it's like wearing a winter jacket on a cold day that's two sizes too big for you.
Yeah.
Right? Might have really good insulating power, but if it's not up in alignment to your body and the air is just getting up behind the insulation, it doesn't actually do anything for you.
Yeah. Leslie, comment?
No, I think John said it well, and I would say that right now there's 75 different types of products that are certified or can be certified by the Energy Star label, and right now in terms of building envelope, that's pretty much just your insulation and windows, but as I said earlier, that the products that fall into the scope of our program, that's continually evolving, so. While it's not right now, there's nothing to say that it might not be a consideration in the future.
All right. There we go. Thanks, Peggy, for calling. Karen in Madison, we'll go to you. Hi, Karen.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Beautiful spring day. While I was listening to you, I heard about water heaters, and we've had for a long time, we've had on-demand water heaters. And the most recent, actually, we just had two. One we had for many years. Probably 15 years, and then we just recently put another one in, and it works just wonderful. You know, by the time you draw your bath water, it's hot, and our tub is on the second floor. The heater's in the basement. Same thing with drawing water for dishes. I fill two pans of water, and by the time I get my dishwater run in the pan, it's hot. And so people need to reduce consumption and reduce expectations of what's comfortable. In the winter, my husband and I try to keep the heat down around 60, 62. We wear something on our heads. We wear sweaters, you know, and it's all about that. You know, by 2050, I'll be dead. And also by 2050, you know, we've got to be thinking about the numbers of people this planet can sustain. And I also wanted to talk about trees because we don't have air conditioning. And we used to have like just 2 weeks in the summer when it was like 90 degrees and we'd have to spend some time in the basement. And now, of course, we've had severe high temperatures. And but the trees that we have in our very urban neighborhood make a big difference. And in the Madison, they're having a discussion about canopy trees, and you know, so trees make
a big difference. Yeah, they do make a big difference. And I don't know, John, do you want to make a comment on that?
Yeah, I think the only thing I'd want to add on that, you know, revisit some of the point that we made before about energy efficiency. There's lots of ways for people to be energy efficient, and we want to meet people, you know, where they are. I would say that kind of the premise around the Energy Star program is it's designed to give consumers the opportunity to save energy and increase efficiency in their homes without necessarily having to sacrifice. Perfectly lovely if somebody wants to wear a sweater and a hat inside, but the goal of our program is to help consumers be more efficient while not sacrificing their chosen lifestyle.
Yeah. Mike in Rhinelander has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Mike.
Hey, happy Earth Day, everybody.
To you as well.
Happy Earth Day.
Thank you.
Hey. I love the Energy Star program and how it makes our appliances more efficient. I've wondered, though, it seems like a lot of them get way more complicated and tend to be expensive to repair and don't last terribly long. Has the Energy Star program considered adding into their ranking system something about the embodied cost or lifetime expectancy that we should get out of these expensive appliances, especially in the kitchen?
That's a great question. So whenever we develop our standards that products need to meet in testing requirements, we do tend to update with not only just energy performance and that's expectations that's based on the latest technology, but also occasionally other features. However, our certification program is really just looking at the energy performance for that product. The companies that make these products, they're still very much in control of their own processes and the features for each of the products. That's still very much their own private business. So we try to improve upon the energy performance of the products without telling the manufacturers how to build. So, but I will say that we do try to work those other elements into our expected performance standards where it makes sense. But these are all based off of performance data, stakeholder feedback, and also just the latest developments in energy efficiency technology. So it is something that we take into consideration, but there's only so much, I guess, oversight that we have over what happens with the different manufacturers.
Yeah, Mike, thanks. Tony in Middleton, thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks, Larry. In regards to energy efficiency and looking at the Energy Star program for homes, I believe Wisconsin changed its building code probably around 15 years ago, and there's lots of improvements, of course, as far as technology has happened. Does Energy Star work with the state specifically to change the code to comply with Energy Star rating?
Yeah.
So it is the each state. Let me go back. There is a model energy code that is available at the national level, and then it is the purview of individual states or municipalities to either adopt those model energy codes or not. In Wisconsin, there are incentives that are available for builders through the Wisconsin Focus on Energy program. Give them a plug. And those incentives are tied to achieving a 30% improvement in efficiency compared to the state's adopted energy code, which I believe is the 2009 version of the International Energy Conservation Code. They can then earn a higher level of incentive if those homes are also certified to the Energy Star program requirements.
I was thinking about this, that on the tax side, President Biden signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act, and it does include tax credits for energy-efficient homes and the use of clean energy sources, among other things. What do consumers need to know about that tax credit? A little bit more. Okay, yep. We'll probably get both of you involved. Let's start with you, John.
Yeah, so just following up on those incentives that are available specifically for builders in Wisconsin, Larry, you're right. As part of the Inflation Reduction Act, there is a tax credit specifically for the building or manufacturing of energy-efficient new homes. Through that tax credit, an eligible contractor can earn up to $2,500 tax credit if they build a home or apartment that is certified to an eligible version of the Energy Star program requirements. The IRS does have some restrictions around who can qualify as an eligible contractor, so it's definitely best to check the IRS website or consult with a tax professional. You can also learn more specifically about the new construction tax credits at our website, energystar.gov/45L. Tax credits, and 45L is the section of the Inflation Reduction Act that addresses energy-efficient new homes.
Mm-hmm. Leslie, anything to add there?
Yeah, and then there's also tax credits that homeowners can take advantage of on making on the purchase of new energy-efficient equipment for their existing homes. And these are for all of the big systems in your home that really have an impact on your energy efficiency. So things related to heating and cooling, your water heater, your home envelope, windows and doors. And those tax credits, they're in effect through 2032. But you could claim up to 30% of your project costs, up to $3,200 annually. And like John said, we do have more information on our website and tools to help you find what all of the resources that are available for you.
Off the top of your head, and comparing front-loading and top-loading dryers and washing machines, washers. Are front loaders, I have been told in the past that front loading washers use less energy and less water.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That is correct. Because rather than having like an agitator and a top load washer, when you have a front load, it kind of just uses gravity to as the friction to wash the clothes. So you are correct in that that is the more efficient model.
Okay, I was arguing with somebody a while back about that because I have a front loader. They said, why? And I said, it saves energy and it saves water. And they didn't, I don't think they believed me.
Yeah, well, you're right.
I hope she's listening. So, you know, for people to learn more about the programs and so forth, I think we have a link, but how do people learn more about all the programs?
That would just be to go to energystar.gov. We have a lot of resources there for all the different facets of the Energy Star program. We have articles for you to consult on how-to and guidance for projects, as well as links to different tools that will help you find ways to save money, rebates, incentives, and, of course, information on the tax credits and everything that we've talked about today.
Yeah, and then switch to you for just a second, John, on the new construction program. That's all part of that, I assume?
Yep. You can reach all of that same information again at www.energystar.gov. Click on the new homes tab at the top. You can learn all about the residential new construction program. Again, also worth noting, here in Wisconsin, you do have the Wisconsin Focus on Energy program, through which there are a whole lot of additional resources and incentives available both for newly constructed homes, but also for energy efficient improvements to existing homes. And their website is focusonenergy.com.
Yeah, that's another place we've sent people many, many times. Somebody is wondering, Leslie, what's your overall job? You have a lot of background on this, but what do you do as a communications manager? Know a lot and send the information out, I guess. Huh?
Well, you know, I'm not as smart as the other people on my team who have really, you know, lengthy and very specific product expertise, but it is my job to just communicate the general benefits to the public and just help get the word out there about the benefits and the different ways that you can save energy. So all the different mediums and methods that I can use to do that, I will take advantage of. So that's my job.
Well, and she does a great job at it.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you and John, Leslie, you and John did a great job communicating today, and I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us. Hope we can do it again. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Happy Earth Day.
We sure appreciate it. Happy Earth Day.
Leslie Jones is Communication Manager for the EPA's Energy Star labeled products, and John Pass is Manager of the EPA's Energy Star Residential New Construction Programs. Great to have them on today on this Earth Day to talk with us about saving money. Well, we're going to continue with that and talk about how Wisconsin communities are moving sort of as a collective in many ways to save money, of course, but move to clean energy. That's the goal, and our next guest, Oliver Schmitz, will be telling us more about it. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network.